Micah chapter 7. Woe is me, for I am like when they have gathered the summer fruits, like the grape gleanings of the vintage, no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good have been perished out of the earth. There is none upright amongst men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, so that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asks, and the judge for a reward, and the great, he utters his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman and your visitation comes, now will be their perplexity. Do not trust in a friend, do not put confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. For the son dishonors the father. The daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. For this reason will I look to Yahweh. I will wait for the Elohim of my salvation. My Elohim will hear me. Do not rejoice against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, Yahweh will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of Yahweh because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I will behold his righteousness. And then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is Yahweh your Elohim?" My eyes will behold her. Now will she be trodden down like the mire of the streets. The day that your walls are to be built, that day will the decree be far removed. That day he will come even to you from Assyria, and the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land will be desolate because of those who dwell in it, for the fruit of their doings. Feed your people with your rod, the flock of your heritage, who dwell solitarily. The wood in the midst of Carmel, let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, like in the days of old. According to the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show to him marvelous things. The nations will see and be confounded at all their might, and they will lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears will be deaf. They will lick the dust like a serpent. They will move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They'll be afraid of Yahweh our Elohim, and will fear because of you. Who is an El like you, who pardons iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. You will perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which you had sworn to our forefathers from the days of old. End of chapter.